Proclamation number 7690, dated the September 3rd, 1960. Message to the former Christians. You humans only have one way to achieve maturity of soul on earth. You have to live in love. I repeatedly tell you that you can only become blessed through love. Time and again I have to present my commandments of love as a priority to you, because there is no substitute for a life of love, since nothing can help you achieve bliss if you do not live up to my commandments of love. Hence you can do what you like, you can zealously observe the laws decreed by people, you can comply with all regulations which are supposedly necessary. But your spiritual development will not progress one iota if you disregard love. Consequently, in all your undertakings you should consider carefully whether you are motivated to do something by the love within you or whether you merely comply with commandments which were given to you by people and which are in no way related to a labor of love. You should always carefully think about the reasons of your thoughts and actions and attach no importance to anything devoid of love. Particularly people who feel denominationally committed apply my commandments of love half-heartedly. They give their sole attention to traditional customs. They fulfill duties which, they are told, are important. But by doing so they do not further the maturity of their soul, and yet they should know that the maturing of their souls is the only reason for living on earth. But I keep emphasizing that a life of love is absolutely necessary to achieve it, that nothing else will substitute unselfish works of love. Irrespective of how eagerly they perform the commandments decreed by people, they will not be able to accomplish the slightest progress for their souls. Therefore, everything you humans do is worthless if love is not the determining factor. And when you say, everything in honor of God, single quote, how can you honor me if you do not love me? And how can you love me if you ignore the hardship of your fellow human being who is, after all, your brother? How can God's love be in you if you lack compassionate love for other people by which alone you prove your love to me? You live a wrong life if you feel committed to denominational customs and traditions, to ceremonies and implementations of duty. You are wasting the energy of life which is given to you by me for gaining spiritual strength on earth, and this can only be acquired by deeds of love. You humans, do take earthly life seriously, do not live so indifferently that you won't even consider whether your God and Father can be satisfied with your mere fulfillment of formalities. Consider what I myself might ask of you if I stayed with you again as a human being, if I walked across your earth again as a human being. Do you think that I could feel pleased that you humans exist in a dead faith? That you only mechanically perform things which can never be of any value in my eyes? How do you humans imagine your God and Father to be? How can you humans reconcile my wisdom with what you have built, with what you believe to be the Church of Christ? How could I find pleasure in traditions and customs, in activities which are presented to you as my will? I can and will only take pleasure in those carrying out works of love. I will only ever acknowledge things that have their basis in love, and souls can only mature fully when the human being transforms himself into love, when he fights the love of self and becomes absorbed in unselfish love for his fellow human being. Because you are lacking love and should acquire it again while you live on earth. You have to live a life of love or your life on earth will be in vain and you will never reach your goal. Amen.